Recently, Starbucks closed all of their stores for an afternoon in order to conduct anti-bias training. This was a result of, remember the story, two black men who were sitting in a Philadelphia Starbucks. They weren't ordering anything. They said they were waiting for a friend. The police were called and they were escorted out by the police. We're learning more about what this afternoon of anti-bias training contained. With us now to take a look at this issue, whether the plan will achieve the goals Starbucks wanted, is Senior Policy Analyst with the Independent Women's Forum, Patrice Onwuka. How are you today, Patrice?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great to have you here. IWF.org, the website for the Independent Women's Forum. And you wrote a column for The Hill about this anti-bias training and had some of the, and I was looking around too, there were some of the documents that were handouts and part of the program that afternoon. Seemed like the working theme was for the afternoon to the Starbucks baristas, employees, and everyone else, you're basically a racist. You just don't know it yet.
I mean, I think that's an interesting way of boiling it down, but I don't think you're too off the base there. The focus of the training, which was supposed to be generally anti-bias and helping people to understand what biases are, based on both the presenters as well as the videos that they showed, really focused in on white-black relations. And in that kind of environment, when you're seeing police brutality videos one after the other, and you're hearing, you know, that white people tend to be biased against black people pretty often, then I think it would make a lot of people uncomfortable. And based on the reports that I read from different Starbucks employees, there were people who got so fed up with it, they had to leave. They had to walk away because they felt that this was very one-sided and that it really wasn't achieving probably what the aim of this training was supposed to achieve.
Yeah, really, when you want to, it's almost like the argument people make about the hyphenated American, you know, whatever American, nationality mm-hmm. American. It seems like the hyphen is the divider where people, by, and it's perpetrated by people who claim to be the uniter.
Well, it's the idea that, you know, I'm part of a larger group, but I still don't want to lose my identity related to my ethnicity or my gender or whatever the case is. You know, I will give Starbucks some credit for trying to bring the idea of racial relations back into the forefront. Honestly, though, my first initial thought when I heard about this anti-bias training is this was just a way to rehab their perception as being a very liberal, very inclusive company. And I think they were shocked that they would have incidents related to race, maybe related to race, but that's what it seemed. And while people tout anti-bias trainings as, you know, the way to achieve equality in the workplace, the data doesn't support that. We're talking about three years of data from big companies who have implemented diversity practices and training, and they found that it really doesn't work in growing the numbers of people of color in the ranks or of really dealing with some of these incidences. What actually works is when you hire lots of different people and let them get to know each other on a personal basis, then all of a sudden your perceptions change. So 4 hours of Starbucks training is not going to erase any biases that may or may not exist. It's really just a way of Starbucks trying to get ahead of a PR nightmare.
And you mentioned, too, that there's argument about whether or not this was a racially based issue because, as I said, it was two black gentlemen, but it was the fact that they were basically loitering. It could have been two whites, it could have been two Asians, it could have been two Hispanics.
Absolutely. So really, in another piece I wrote, I said, you know, all this training is great, maybe, but if they clarify their corporate policy and ensure it on loitering and ensure that it's followed to the T across every Starbucks chain, then maybe you won't have incidents like this. So now Starbucks did release their new corporate policy on loitering. And in short, they're saying anybody can come at any time and stay as long as they want, and the police will not be called, et cetera, et cetera. We also learned that they created some scenarios for what staff should do if they're in a certain situation where maybe there's a customer who is misbehaving or something like that. And I actually think that would go a longer way to dealing with incidences like this Philadelphia incident we're all talking about than anything else.
Yeah, apparently I saw this one form. It's called Procedure Addressing Disruptive Behaviors from Starbucks. And some of the things you can't do in Starbucks now is smoking, use alcohol or drugs, or sleep in Starbucks, which I guess if you're down in coffee, the sleeping part's pretty much a non-issue. You can't shoplift, sell, beg, or drop your pants or raise your skirt.
Well, now those are actually things that decent people don't do anyway. But apparently they have to put it in writing because some people have done that, and that makes perfect sense. But when you now convene 8,000 employees, sorry, 175,000 employees to tell them about race and ask them questions like, recall the first time you noticed your racial identity. I don't think that really gets at the issue for what they were dealing with. It's really more a larger conversation about healing race relations in our nation. Do we need to heal race relations? Yeah, absolutely. But, Starbucks is trying to be the leader in this area, and they used a failed technique to do that.
Dharma Patrice Amuko from the Independent Women's Forum, IWF.org, about the recent Starbucks anti-bias training that took place. And maybe one of the lessons that came out of it, Patrice, was people that afternoon realized maybe I can live without a Starbucks in the afternoon.
Well, for 4 hours, a lot of people were shut out of it. It was interesting to read both what customers thought about the training, but also what the employees thought. Some customers welcomed it. They liked the idea of a very progressive company like Starbucks trying to tackle a very sensitive issue. Others were frustrated that they couldn't get their cup of joe or their afternoon jolt of caffeine. And I'm sure that bodes well for some of their competitors like Dunkin' Donuts and Pete's Coffee. I think the way the staff described the training is really interesting. Uncomfortable, excluded, powerful, diverse, wishy-washy. And one thing that I took away from a number of reports is that the staff felt very overwhelmed by both the amount of information, but also how they felt coming out of the session and how they were supposed to implement this. Now, whether you're talking about racial bias training or you're talking about any type of training, I don't think that's what managers and corporations want their employees to feel, overwhelmed and uncertain about how to implement it. Because then that means that nothing's going to change at best, and at worst, it will do what these studies have found, which is it may reinforce some of the negative stereotypes that people have about other people or make them, turned off by the trainings because they feel like they're being attacked for thinking a certain way or looking a certain way. And I think that's some of the harm that comes out of this afternoon of training.
Apparently, too, I don't know who prepared the video portion of the presentation, but since the event in Philadelphia involved two police officers escorting, and I stress that word, escorting the two black individuals out of the Starbucks, whoever did the video for the seminar last week's afternoon decided that was reason to inject a lot of heavy-duty police brutality videos into the presentation.
And that underscores, I think, the agenda that was being driven by this whole training. Let me just put an aside here that a lot of racial diversity, consultants make a lot of money by exploiting situations like this, particularly this narrative around police brutality. I don't even want to go into the national anthem here, but I think there's a very strong narrative that's used really for political mobilization purposes, not really to address any serious issues. But it's that, black young men and black people are being killed by white police officers. Frankly, from a larger perspective, the numbers challenge that. But I think it's a way to tap into people's emotion. And so when Starbucks, when these videos are showing police brutality one video after another, it's really just trying to drive home this narrative in the minds of the employees that white police officers are bad, black customers are good. I think we should not be attaching labels and judgments to either type of group of people. But if we really want to see each other as just people, then we respect the role that law enforcement plays in ensuring that that customers are carried out in a civil way when they need to be, but also that customers are respected too, and that they are obeying by the rules of whatever the establishment has set. So I think that perpetrating that narrative, which is what was happening, was really about pushing a progressive agenda.
Which also ties into the rumblings and the rumors that the now former CEO of Starbucks might be looking for political office, perhaps president in 2020. So he needs something to stick into those early campaign commercials. But be that as it may, we've linked to Patrice's article in The Hill because it does make for some interesting reading. There's some links to some of the articles, like the one I referred to from some of the Philadelphia baristas, where all the action started, basically, and some of the reactions other people in Starbucks had to what was called anti-bias training. And to learn more about this and the work of the Independent Women's Forum, IWF.org, is their website. Patrice Onwuka, thanks so much for being here today.
It's always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.